Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed.
Well, folks, it's time for Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. And this week's recording artist you've been listening to, Anne Lindsay. She, of course, has established herself as one of the most engaging and versatile instrumentalists in Canada. She has 3 award-winning CDs of her own and has been named Jazz Violinist of the Year. National Jazz Awards. Boy, that's a pretty prestigious thing right there. Like, we don't even need to continue with the bio. Solo Instrumentalist and Producer of the Year. Canadian Folk Music Awards. Anne has played on hundreds of recordings and has featured with Jim Cuddy a lot, Blue Rodeo, Sky Diggers, John McDermott. But the part that I want to get to right away in this interview is, Anne, what is the resident fiddler for the Toronto Maple Leafs? Please explain.
You know how they have the organist playing at all the commercial breaks and penalty breaks?
Yes.
They decided to have a fiddle player in the stands as well. So I would just get the heads up about 15 seconds before it would be time to go, and they'd say, okay, we're going to you this break. So they'd alternate between the organ and the fiddle. And I tell you, it scored the most brownie points for me around the house as the mother of 3 sons.
The Zeppelin, the Chieftains, the Blue Rodeo, the James Taylor, the Roger Daltrey, that would suggest that you are over 35.
I guess it could suggest that.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you don't. I mean, you're a very attractive woman who has been in the scene for such a long time. And obviously you take great care of yourself. But along the way, you've met these, you know, gods of music. And you've been the background person. The odd time you get out there and shake your booty and bust a belt and have a lot of fun. But all of a sudden you're stepping forward now? I mean, does it feel like in your life you're stepping more forward? Is that what it feels like?
Well, I have had my own band for the last, 15 years, I guess.
Right.
Put out my first solo CD in 2000.
Was it 2000?
Yes. I know it goes back there now. So I have 3 CDs with the band. And this one is a departure in that it is a solo CD, like 13 pieces just for solo violin or nickel harp or piano and vocals.
Right.
So that's the difference here, is that it's just me.
And does that feel weird? Do you feel naked?
It is very exposed. It's a challenge in a different way. But there's also, I think, a real beauty to it on a number of different levels. One is there's a strong tradition of solo violin music, going back to Bach. Also just the lone fiddler playing in the kitchen, whatever, you know. So there was that idea of writing music just for violin or fiddle. A practical sense in that it's really expensive to take a band on the road. These days, I thought I'd be able to tour this CD pretty easily. And then the other one is a more personal sort of spiritual search. I found myself spending a lot of time alone. Both my parents passed on. A very close friend and mentor passed on. My marriage of 25 years dissolved. So there were parallels in my personal life to this project. And it just sort of evolved out of a time of spending a lot of time solo.
Yeah, I was going to say there must be some intentionality behind the
title.
Yeah, Solo Works, yeah. Solo Works is, a bit of a departure for you. It consists of 13 solo compositions that Anne performs alone on violin, voice, piano, and now this last thing, how the heck do you say it? Because I'm looking at the spelling and it can't be the way it's spelled.
The nyckelharpa. Nyckelharpa is the Swedish folk fiddle.
I was going to say, I could just see the Swedish chef saying this.
Mm-hmm.
Nyckelharpa.
You got it.
You have to sit in IKEA and play it.
So did you have to assemble it yourself?
No.
Okay.
It was shipped from Sweden and arrived in one piece, thank goodness.
You got to describe this thing, Drew. It's like...
How can you? You know, the closest thing it looks like is when Buddy came in with...
Sitar?
The sitar. It's very sitar-ish.
Well, there is a similarity to the sitar. It's a fiddle that has sympathetic strings underneath it, in the same way that a sitar is like a guitar with sympathetic strings.
Okay.
So there are 4 bowed strings and 13 sympathetic strings. And then you create the notes by pushing wooden tines that stop the strings.
Okay, so we'll get a sample of that in a little bit,
yes.
Correct? Okay, all right. We want to let everyone know about Anne's CD release for her latest album, Solo Works. It's going to be Friday, February the 6th at the,
Heliconian Hall.
Heliconian, okay. Now, I've not actually been there, the Heliconian Hall, but I have been to Yorkville many times.
Yes.
It's my maybe most favorite spot in the city to go to. I just can't remember the name of the Italian restaurant I go to.
When you're walking along Yorkville,
yeah.
Hazleton runs north-south
right.
off of Yorkville.
Right.
And it's just along that street. It's in an old Gothic church, actually,
ooh.
The Heliconian Hall is. A white building, beautiful building, lovely acoustics. And because the CD was recorded in a church, I wanted to try to replicate nice acoustics.
Nice. So go for a little bite to eat at Cafe Nervosa. And then head over to the Heliconian Hall in Yorkville, folks, on Friday, February the 6th. Of course, you can go to Anne's website for more details, anne-lindsay.com. And can we jump into a tune, please,
sure.
Maybe? What do you have prepared for us?
I am going to play a tune for you from the CD that's called The Dusting Rag. Now, that's not because of something that you use to clean with. The rag refers to ragtime music in that it's not really a jig, it's not really a reel, but it swings a bit. So I thought when I was writing it that it sounded like a ragtime piece. And the first time I played it, I was playing it for my aunt and uncle, Helen and Norman, dusting. So I decided to call it the dusting
rag.
Beautiful.
Well, live on the Drew Marshall Show, Canada's very own Anne Lindsay. Dedicated to the Dusting family in Vancouver. You got to fill in everyone about this Tanzanian orphanage, because don't they kind of start off with this whole thing on the CD?
Yes. So that tune, The Dusting Rag, starts with a children's chorus from the Majengo Children's Home in Tanzania. And the Majengo Orphanage is home to, I think there are almost 100 kids there now, who are all AIDS orphans. They've lost their parents and often their entire family to AIDS. And a good friend of mine, Lynn Connell, set the orphanage up when she was traveling in Africa. It's probably almost 10 years ago now. And I had the good fortune to travel there in 2012 and in 2013 and visited with the kids and did music with the kids at the orphanage, got them singing a lot in Swahili and also some other African languages. The kids love to sing. They harmonize in a flash.
Isn't it crazy?
And I think that music allows them to express feelings and also escape perhaps some of the
and it's a building block for community there.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
I was supposed to say hello to you from Richard Carson.
Oh,
I understand
fantastic.
That you maybe played at a special function of his family or
I
something
did.
Happened.
I played at a wedding.
At a wedding, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
He loves you.
Oh, well, I love him. And boy, what he's done with that room, Hughes Room in Toronto, it's just become the bastion of the folk scene.
Oh, yes.
So.
Well, I go to, people say, do you go to church, Drew? And I say, yeah, it's called Ken Whiteley's Gospel Matinee, last Sunday of every month
of course.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
So last week on the show, Ken was here in studio with Fred Penner.
Fantastic.
It was a lot of fun.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. They're both so great.
I know.
I love those.
Yummy,
guys.
Might even say.
Yeah.
Who says that? Not me. And the, you know, people ask you the probably the rookiest question, which is the difference between a fiddle and a violin. And is the answer, it's how you play it or how much you pay for it?
Yes, it can be how much you pay for it or a tuxedo could be the difference.
Yes.
Or $200 an hour could be the difference. No, really, it's just not how you play it, but the style of music, really, even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can play a tune that sounds like a fiddle tune, and yet I'm a violinist. I'm classically trained as a violinist.
I don't believe you can play a tune that sounds like a fiddle tune. Can you give us a little reel? I know, I'm just kidding. What would a reel sound like?
Here's a reel that's actually from Scandinavia.
So good. And can I just say, I've heard a lot of reels. I've grown up with a father who, from my early age, would have Don Messer on from the get-go, right? Don Messer's Jubilee. As a matter of fact, I tried to find a recording of Don, like one of his albums. The only place I could find it was on iTunes. It's the first time I ever downloaded an entire album on iTunes. Gave it to my dad for Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
So I'm familiar with reels. My dad calls square dances, or used to, and but I could hear the European-y kind of...
A little bit of the Nordic sound in
Nordic
there. Nordic,
yes, something...
As opposed to like something like Maple Sugar.
Yeah.
Which is Canadian through.
Yeah,
right?
Wow, so good. I love what you do. Do you... this is just such a weird question, but I want to know. If you broke both your hands, what would you do?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're going to go dark for a while.
Yeah.
If I couldn't play, I would still write music. If I couldn't play, I would still write music. And I would teach and sing. And I love whistling.
Do you?
Yes.
You know who I've noticed using a lot more whistling these days? Well, actually, no, I can think of some back in the day. James Taylor.
Yes.
He uses a lot of whistling in his songs.
That's true. I hadn't thought about that. He didn't whistle when I played with him.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that because my number one get would be James Taylor. And I just spoke to his publicist and yeah, it's not going to happen.
Oh.
His number two get would be Sting.
Bono.
Number three is Bono for Tim. Number four is Fred Penner. So, your time with JT,
Well, it was when Joni Mitchell was being inaugurated into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. Hmm. And James came up to play Woodstock, her tune, live on the show. And I got the call from the musical director that James was coming to do that tune. James Taylor was coming, and he was thinking of using a violin in it, but it wasn't sure. And would I be interested in coming down to rehearse with James Taylor?
And you said, I'll look at my schedule.
I said, of course. Like, I'd love to come. And it was a fantastic afternoon. He just loves to play. Yeah. He loves to try things in different ways. You know, he'd say, okay, let's try it now and leave the drums out until the second verse. Or, okay, now can we build the chorus a bit more this time? And so a real pro, super easy to get along with. And lucky for me, he decided he wanted to perform it with fiddle.
That's so beautiful.
And I got to meet Joni, too, that day.
Wow.
Which was, I mean, she's been a huge influence for me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess I don't need to have James on the show anymore. Yeah, this is fantastic.
We've heard everything we need to know.
Can we do another ditty?
Sure.
Every time I hear the fiddle, I talk suddenly different.
Okay. let's do a tune, and I'm going to actually move off the chair for this one.
Yes.
So it won't squeak. Is that okay?
Is this where you start dancing around and stuff?
Are you going to bust a belt?
Possibly, though. This is where I divide my brain differently. And I'm going to play and sing at the same
Lordy.
Time. Okay? So, multitasking. And it's a tune called Seas Will Rise, which I wrote actually in Africa after being at the Majengo Children's Home. And I'd gone to South Africa to do some shows with Jim Cuddy and was just so impressed while traveling in Africa with the whole strength of human spirit to rise above. So, and also by the beauty and the majesty of the country and all those things.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Anne Lindsay.
Seas will rise on distant shores, and all the tea in China won't mean much anymore. That's when I'll call you. That's when it all comes back to you. That's when I'll call you. She stands alone out on the plain, catches a scent, and she's gone with the wind. No one can catch her. There is no wind, no end to the spirit, the spirit that sends, the spirit that mends. Thank you. That's when it all comes back to you. That's when I'll call you. That's when it all comes back to you.
Okay, seriously?
Oh, that was cool.
Listen to you.
That was so cool.
You sound like a skateboarder,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man.
That was cool. So what is that? What is it about that song that forces you to go somewhere else?
It's the wave. It's the wave, the feeling of the water. That's what caught me.
Excuse me, I was talking to Anne, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I love it. I love hearing feedback on the songs because they're new, right? So I haven't performed these tunes very often at all. Yet. So, yes, I wasn't directly thinking of waves when I chose that accompaniment, but, I had to come up with some way to have chords supporting the vocal and rhythm for the song as well. And so that was one of the challenges of writing just for one instrument, violin, yeah, which is often just a melody instrument. So I came up with that sort of broken arpeggio and, I liked it, but that's very cool that it takes you away. I like that.
Well, I don't think you have a choice. I mean, if in that song, I was trying to read about you while you were playing, and I couldn't because it just dragged me in. So I don't like you anymore because you dragged me somewhere. Are you okay? Do you mind? Tell me I'd rather not. That's your escape. The end of the marriage. What impact does that make, or has it had on your artistic creative thing?
Okay. Well, it was kind of a double whammy because my marriage ended just a couple of weeks after my mother passed on, so it was pretty huge, actually.
So why are you not writing country music?
Well, and then like the week after all of this had happened, you know, I'd buried my mom and said goodbye to that marriage, and I was supposed to be heading to Scandinavia for a month-long residency courtesy of the Ontario Arts Council. So I went, even though I was really pretty lost and pretty devastated, and it was a long, dark month, literally and figuratively. The first place I went to was north of the Arctic Circle, and holed up in a little ski cabin and went out and cross-country skied during the day and came home and sat by the fire and played fiddle or cried or read the Kalevala, which is a Nordic tome, sort of like the Ulysses is to our Western culture, maybe James Joyce's Ulysses. For the Northern people, the mythology in the Kalevala was very formative for them. And Tolkien actually based some of the Lord of the Rings, they say, on this. So I was buried deep in all of these, you know, wonderful myths and poetry. And, you know, it took longer than a month, obviously, to pull out of all of that. But part of the search for myself and my new life moving forward came from that time. And I think it's really important to do that kind of searching. So for me, it's become a very positive thing.
And who are you? This is such an ethereal type question, but you know, it's kind of like we're on Dr. Phil here. Who are you now as compared to 20 years ago?
Oh. Well, 20 years ago, I was playing a lot of fiddle still in Toronto, running out the door after taking care of my three little boys all day. And at the times that the session calls would come in during the day, I'd be quickly calling my mom or my girlfriend saying, can you take care of the boys? Because I've got to go in and play a McDonald's commercial or something in the days when they used real string sections on commercials.
Right.
So I was still doing a lot of music, but I didn't write any of my own compositions other than lullabies for the boys.
Hmm.
You know, I was playing other people's music and doing a lot of session work and pickup work around town. So a wide variety of stuff, playing more classical stuff in orchestras as well. Mm. And very much a hands-on mom.
Good for you. For
my three wonderful boys who are now all great young adults.
What are their names? Ernie, Chip, and, oh, that's my three sons. Sorry.
No. Luke, Jesse, and Tosh. And Tosh is short for Toshak. And he is now married to Tash, Natasha. So we have Tosh and Tash.
Where does Toshak come from?
It's an old Celtic name. It was his paternal grandfather's middle name. And if you look at Celtic names, Mac, which is so popular, right? Mac means son of. So the Macintoshes were actually the Macintosh Axe with a A-C-H at the end. All those consonants that we never know how to pronounce when we see them written right. down, right?
That's right. You've been very influenced by over there, I think. Would you, is that
lots
fair?
Lots of over there.
Yeah.
Yes. But also, I mean, growing up in Canada, I mean, there's so much fiddle music. I played in Harold Hartin's Square Dance Orchestra, you know, square dancing under the stars for years.
Did you ever play with Tommy Hunter?
No, but Tommy Hunter played my fiddle.
Really?
Yes, he did. Yeah. We were at some sort of a function. I was playing in the band that was playing there. It was out in Etobicoke, I think, and Hazel was there. Hazel McCallion was there. And
both
Tommy
guests
was
on
there.
The show, Tommy, Hazel.
Yeah. And Tommy asked me if he could play my fiddle. He wanted to actually try it out. And yeah, it was a great moment.
Yeah. You know, there's one guy that I don't remember incorporating a lot of fiddle in his music, which surprised me. He used more steel. Is Gordon Lightfoot.
Yes.
I would have thought there'd be a lot more, but I guess, just not.
And I'm a huge Gordon Lightfoot fan, and he, I do know him. I've played at the Gordon Lightfoot tribute a number of times at Hughes Room. And I've met him a bunch of times, and I've done some arrangements of for string quartet for his tunes to accompany other people when they're playing his tunes and stuff. So,
Well, how about, can we squeeze another song out of you?
Okay, he's pointing
Tim is having a fit because he wants
to hear a nickel harp. Do you want to hear a nickel harp or do you want to hear a burning sort of fiddle tune?
Dude, you got to hear this thing.
Yeah,
we got to
bust out the crazy.
So cool. She played it for me briefly when we were in the lunchroom there. It was,
And what is this song?
Okay, this is a little tune I wrote on the nickel harpa for the Swedish nickel harpa called The Three Bears. And I should just say that I learned to play this fiddle, which is the indigenous fiddle in Sweden, when I was the folk fiddler for the Lord of the Rings stage show. And this was supposed to be the sound of the elves. This fiddle was known as identified as the elf's sound.
Beautiful.
I think you'll see why.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, and Lindsay.
Thank you.
was way, way cool. Fantastic.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That was cool.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You
we're
so ki- much.
We're just little boys who love cool things like that.
Wow.
You must get a reaction from that that machine.
A lot of people like to come up to the stage and look at it closely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
How much is that? I want to get one of them.
Only in Sweden. You'd have to send away for it.
Just brilliant. Well, we want to give everyone a little taste of one of the tracks off your CD again, just before we finish our show. Anne's CD release for her latest album, Solo Works, will be Friday, February the 6th at the Heliconian. Is that how we say it?
Heliconian Hall.
Man, I can't believe I haven't been there. I've got to go there. Especially if it's an old church acoustic sounding awesomeness thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes any sense?
It's a lovely space.
Gothic church.
Yorkville, Ontario. Thanks, Tim. Yorkville, Ontario. That would be February the 6th. February the 6th. What a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
I did a lot of reading up on you and watching you, and I don't think you get the credit. I know, you know, you're Canadian, you're going to disagree with this, but you don't get the credit you deserve. You are you're a national treasure, at the risk of sounding schmaltzy or not Canadian. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I just feel so lucky to do something that I love to do, to be able to follow my life's passion.
Yeah.
So
it's an honor to have you, Anne. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much, Drew.
Well, folks, we'll go out with one of Anne's tracks and have a listen. I mean, this is fantastic stuff. Big fan. Anne Lindsay. The website again is Anne, that's with an E, hyphen Lindsay, LINDSAY, AnneLindsay.com. Thanks for tuning in to our show today. Tim, I'm going to try to remember what Fred Penner taught us last week.
Okay. I'm here to critique
let's see.
It.
Lead us not into expectations and deliver us from ego. You knew that already, Anne? How did you know?
I'm a huge Fred Penner fan.
Oh, she's a huge Fred Penner fan. She already knew what we were going to say before we said it.
Being a kids artist.
Yeah.
Being relevant for all of us.
Oh, he is.
Now.
He is. Yeah.
He's just a great guy.
I've got a little bromance on Fred Penner going on right now, you know. Anyway, folks, again, thank you for tuning in. And if you missed our announcement earlier in the show, it's a kind of a heavy day here for our studio. The morning man, Jim Leake, who, of course, is a team member of Joy 1250 right from the get-go, died tragically Thursday, I believe, after scuba diving and down in Florida. So they're still trying to, you know, they're investigating and trying to figure out what happened. So it's a big shock for everyone here at the station. If you tune into his show, 5:30, 7:30 Monday, you'll find out more. Go to the Facebook page for the studio, Joy 1250, the station, I should say. And they'll bring you up to date as to funeral arrangements and visiting and where you can send condolences. Thank you for tuning in. It's an honor to be in your homes.
To find quality guest speakers these days. If they're interesting, they're usually expensive. And if they're cheap, they're usually boring. Well, here's someone who's both expensive and boring. Drew Marshall is a high school dropout who tried to become a pro football player but didn't make it. He then tried to become a firefighter and didn't make it. Now he's trying to become a stand-up comic. Good luck with that, Mr. Marshall. But if you're looking for someone who's unpredictable, incredibly honest, provocative, genuine, then we've got the right guy. Everyone seems to be an expert on something these days. Why not book someone who's an expert on nothing, except how to be brutally honest about yourself and your faith? To book Drew Marshall as your guest speaker, go to drewmarshall.ca.